Yours to Hold by This Is Serious. Read by Rose. Patrick's never put a label on this thing he has with Johnny. He thinks about it sometimes, mostly when they're fucking, and Johnny is looking down at him all intense and serious, like, this is it. He files it away under things that only happen when Johnny's dick is in his ass, because he never sees it otherwise. He doesn't care if they don't know what it is, mostly because he's sure neither of them have ever figured it out. Best friends always seemed too much. Simple friends, not enough. They're somewhere in between, and yet intense all the same. Patrick doesn't think he knows anybody else, even himself sometimes, as much as he knows Johnny. It seemed natural for them to progress to nakedness and dicks and everything in between. Which is why, when Johnny texts him to tell him to come over at 7 and not to be late, Patrick rolls his eyes, but makes a mental note to do so. He doesn't have anything else to do. It's nice to have some downtime, especially when the last couple of games have been shitty, win or no. He sees Johnny's bed in his immediate future, but he's never really been the dressy type, even when he should be. Wearing a polo to a wedding was a baller choice. He doesn't even care what his sisters say. That said, he chooses the cologne he knows Johnny likes best, and actually picks shoes that aren't sneakers. It will be worth it when Johnny's lips curl upward in that smile Patrick's always desperate to see, even when he pretends he doesn't give a shit. Now that Johnny's moved to suburbia, seriously, what is up with that? Patrick can't choose to walk along the waterfront like he used to, so he climbs into the Hummer, already cursing the traffic he knows is waiting for him. Typically enough, he doesn't get far before he's stuck, and sends a text bemoaning Johnny's choice of house.
Shut the fuck up. You love it.
Patrick does, actually, but only because Johnny's still on his ridiculous garden kick with vegetable patches and patio and even a pond. Patrick can't begrudge him, though, especially not when Johnny's out there weeding or whatever the fuck he does, shirt off and muscles rippling in the afternoon sun. He's smoking, and Patrick's not even going to pretend he doesn't enjoy watching. Still, he could live a little closer and save Patrick having to drive all the time. You're still a dick. He tosses his phone on the passenger seat and taps his fingers on the wheel in a rhythm that has nothing to do with the song blaring out of his radio. He rolls his neck, working out kinks, and settles back for the drive, hoping that Johnny doesn't opt for Thai food again. He never fucks up Patrick's order, which is great, but the last few times, Johnny's opted for delivery time rather than choice. Johnny has a drive now, and though Patrick can appreciate having a space he can pull into with ease, it's still weird as fuck to think Johnny's a step away from being Sharpie. That step being the wife and kids, obviously, and something seizes at Patrick's heart. They're not... He's never going to begrudge Johnny that. The dude deserves to be happy, but it still throws Patrick off whenever he thinks about it. Making a face at himself in the mirror, he settles his cap better on his head and climbs out of the car. He can see the lights on in Johnny's living room, and something flickering that he assumes is the television. Figures that Johnny wouldn't even be waiting for him, the asshole. Rolling his eyes fondly, Patrick thumbs the fob and then grabs for the key to Johnny's. Patrick still remembers getting it, sitting on the floor of Johnny's condo, bitching about the amount of boxes Johnny seemed to have for the sparse decoration of his apartment. When Johnny handed it over with a sigh, telling him to shut the fuck up and he'd need it when they got to the other end. Patrick's never given it back. But then, Johnny's never asked for it either. He kicks off his shoes in the doorway, and Johnny's not even there to greet him. What the fuck? He should have worn sneakers after all. He's already shouting, "Hey, man," as he tosses his keys into the dish on the table and walks through to the living room. You could at least come say hi. To his surprise, Johnny's not actually sitting on the couch watching TV. He's hovering in the entranceway to the dining room, looking shifty as hell. "What's up?" Patrick shrugs out of his jacket, throwing it over the back of the couch. "You look weird." Johnny says, and then scowls.
"I do not look weird."
"Whatever," Patrick says, leaning a hip against the couch. "What did you order me anyway?" Johnny lets out a breath. Patrick doesn't know what the fuck is going on, but Johnny always manages to throw Patrick off kilter, so isn't totally surprised.
"We're not ordering out."
It's not totally weird, what with Johnny wanting to grow his own shit, which Patrick inevitably has to try out himself, so Patrick shrugs. "So, what are we eating?" The weird expression is back, and Johnny hesitates before he says,
"Come see."
Only slightly worried about the way Johnny's behaving, Patrick crosses the room to peer around the door. And freezes. The flickering he'd seen outside was candles. They're sitting in the middle of the table. There are glasses for that ridiculous French wine Johnny loves so much, and actual, honest-to-God food that Johnny's obviously cooked, judging by the mountain of dishes in the draining board, and oh God, what is this? "Johnny?" Patrick says, and it comes out a little strangled because he doesn't know what the hell is going on. "What is this?"
"I thought, it's... you don't have to,"
Johnny says, or doesn't say, because none of that makes sense. Patrick swallows. That heart-seizing thing happening again, and he rubs the back of his neck. "Now I feel bad I didn't dress up." It breaks the tension, and Johnny rolls his eyes, lips curling up into a smile. "Not that you told me anything about this," Patrick continues, walking around the table. "Oh, Jesus, it's steak." Johnny cooks the best steak. Not that he's ever going to tell his mom. And Patrick's not sure what he's feeling exactly, but he can't help the stupid grin he throws at Johnny. "You didn't have to do all this." Johnny actually looks a little embarrassed.
"Well, it's today, and I know we don't... Mommin said I should show you, because we're not really that great at talking."
Patrick can't argue with that. Though, the fact that Johnny's asking his mom about him... Oh, God, maybe they are putting a label on this thing after all. "Wait, what's today?"
"Valentine's Day, Patrick."
Johnny says it like he's a moron, which is fair, but excuse him, it's not like Patrick actively keeps track of a holiday that's been the source of so much irritation in the past. Holding onto the back of his chair, Patrick looks down at the table. "I don't exactly keep track." Their silence isn't uncomfortable, and Patrick's thankful that Johnny knows him as well as he does. If he were anyone else, he'd probably be upset. But Johnny just pulls out his own chair.
"Don't let it get cold, man. I didn't cook it so that you could stare at it all night."
Patrick pretends not to see his shaking hands as he sits down, reaching up to pull his cap off. "You better have done it
medium,"
Johnny says, lips quirking. He's a smug bastard, but Patrick will give him that one.
"I thought about doing it rare, but God forbid you bitch me out like you do waiters."
Seriously, why the fuck can't anyone take a steak order properly? Patrick's gearing up to continue, but then he looks across the table, and fuck this candlelight. It's making something flutter in Patrick's stomach. He swallows, fiddling with his fork. He wants to keep watching Johnny. The stupid fucker. Smiling like he's the best goddamn thing Patrick's ever seen. Which would be annoying if it wasn't so painfully true. And Patrick wants to say something. Wants to tell Johnny so much. But he can't make his voice work. Shit, he knows he's emotional sometimes, but he's fairly sure there's a telltale sting behind his eyes. Thanks, man. His voice is gravelly and raw. But Johnny doesn't say anything if he notices. He's already started eating while Patrick's figuring out what the hell is going on inside his head. But when he looks up, he pauses. His cheeks are flushed and he looks a little embarrassed again, but he grins.
Yeah, well, I'm a romantic.
It's something stupid that Patrick said years ago for a ridiculous interview when they were kids. But it reminds Patrick of something else. It's not like he's ever been able to forget things about Johnny, no matter how little or insignificant they seem. And he opens his mouth to say all this, but once again, he doesn't know how. Johnny's face goes a little soft.
Hey.
Patrick doesn't even care that his steak is probably going to be cold by the time he actually starts eating. He cares more about this. About what Johnny is trying to say without actually saying anything at all. And drops his fork back onto the table. Johnny looks surprised for a split second, before Patrick can finally make his mouth say what he wants it to. I love you. Johnny's eyes widen a fraction before he flushes again, looking pleased.
Yeah?
Nodding, Patrick clutches at the edge of the table a little harder than he means to. I thought maybe you didn't, because you get this look, but only when we're fucking, and I thought it was just for then.
You're a moron,
Johnny says, but it sounds fond. And oh fuck, Patrick never expected this to come out of tonight.
I can't turn it off.
Patrick kind of doesn't want him to. Ever.
That's good, so...
You too, right? Johnny rolls his eyes.
I figured the dinner and the fucking candles would say that for me.
Always taking the easy way out, Patrick says, with a mock sigh. It's a good job I know how to speak Johnny. The smile gets wider every time Patrick looks up, and he's pretty sure it can't get any bigger.
It would be unfair if that was one-sided, too.
Patrick gets what he's trying to say. And ducks his head, finally cutting up his steak and eating. It would be a shame to waste it, even if he does want to kick out his chair and just fuck Johnny against the wall. There's time for that later. From the way Johnny's looking at him, a mixture of heat and affection and something close to love, Patrick's pretty sure they're in this for the long haul. The end. Thanks for listening.